All right. It's a good afternoon. Welcome to Tech. And of course, this is a show in which we look into the ins and outs of technology. And today we are looking at the, you know, what is currently playing out on a global stage and the unlimited knowledge that is just coming forth from elsewhere. You know, the unlimited knowledge, the unlimited capacity in terms of innovation and, you know, the innovation that is driving advancement in different technologies, various sectors of life. In the 17th century, Britain became a powerful country, you know, because they discovered the steam engine or the combustion engine. Then the British military became powerful. You know, it was incomparable. It was very powerful. They discovered oil, and then, you know, and their industries kick-started. So Britain became the most industrialized country. It was a small island, but very powerful because a lot was at their disposal that nobody else had. That's the first industrial revolution. Of course, and we have seen the 18th century rising up with Germany becoming the competitor in terms of, you know, production and industrialization, where we have seen especially in the 19th centuries, the introduction of vehicles and planes. I'm not saying Germany invented the plane, but Germany is one of those countries that really contributed a lot when it comes to planes, whether they are a civilian, a passenger, or war planes. So Germany is one of those countries. And of course, Japan and other countries followed suit. But then the British became powerful. They colonized almost this Anglo-Saxon kind of empire. That conquered almost the whole world. And of course, that broke down and then the U.S. took over. The U.S. is just another extension of the British Empire. So they took over, and for 70 years, they have been the one that were calling the shot. Especially after the disintegration of the Soviet Union. So America in the 1991, America became the only country in the world, you know, superpower. Because, I mean, Russia was just rising, was just coming up. So, and that has changed today. That has changed today as far as, you know, the players are concerned, whether it's economic or military. And today we are going to focus more on technology, the technology, especially the military technology. Today, you know, the Russians can be superpowers. The Americans can be superpowers. The Chinese can be superpowers, but they cannot dictate. Because, you know, America has to think twice if they want to go into North Korea, because North Korea has their own drone system and missile system that do not ascribe to the American radar system. So the Americans could be vulnerable. So many countries are designing and they are coming up with their own radar system And they build their drones in such a way that their technology cannot be designed, cannot be dictated, cannot be detected by, you know, the next country's radar. So for you to be able to, you know, for your radar system to be able to detect that, you have to do what is called the reverse engineering, where you take a drone, an Iranian drone, study it, and then reverse engineer it. You know, come up with something new. So the field is now big. Now the field is now very big. It's no longer narrow. It's no longer between Moscow and Washington. No, Beijing has jumped on the wagon. Tehran has also jumped on the wagon. Pyongyang has also jumped on the wagon. Many countries are jumping on the wagon. Turkey is also coming up. And the list is long. So the competition is very high. So what happened yesterday was an example of what we are talking about. So a Ukrainian drone flew 800 kilometers deep into Russia. You know, and the Russians are saying, well, it was shot down, and then when it was shot down, the debris from a shot down drone is the one that now hit into the tanker and it caught fire. But I don't believe that. I believe that the Ukrainian drone reached the target. So I believe that the Ukrainian drone reached the target. So you see, you can be a superpower, but you are not God. The Americans suffered one of the most deadliest shooting, and that was targeting the power grid, and North Carolina is in darkness. And these are the countries with top intelligence, but they couldn't pick it up. They couldn't understand what has gone on. So that is giving you the level at which the world is as far as innovation is concerned. The world is at very high level, that it's no longer one person's game. So it is no longer one person's game. It is, you know, there are many players right now. The Americans have launched their latest stealth bomber. It's not an F-35. It's a new one. I cannot find the information here on what serial it is. But it's one of the latest, and the Russians are launching their nuclear icebreaker in the Arctic. And they have now launched a new nuclear capable submarine, the latest one. So every country is busy. But in the 90s, in the 80s, it was only about Moscow and USSR. I mean, Moscow and Washington. It was just all about USSR and Washington. So what they can do. But now they have many countries are jumping in, and it is difficult now for even the Americans to now try to see, to say they can now challenge anyone, because they know that, you know, everybody now can come up with something. And somebody can design a very low-cost drone, but that drone can work. Hit the target, hit it hard. Like what happened yesterday when two Russian Soviet-built strategic bombers were damaged. And three Russian servicemen died. Four of them were injured. It's a base. I mean, where is the S-400? Where is the S 500 and where was the S-700? These are powerful air defense systems. The same you can ask in Ukraine. The Russians are hitting their targets with all those Patriot, Aris, you know, this German-built air defense systems. That is to show you that every country is busy innovating, and whatever they are coming up with is always strange to what the other country has. So that's how technology is. You know, technology is actually aiding the arms race. When it comes to the arms race, technology is aiding it. Technology is fast-tracking it. There is high competition of military technology. Whether it is military software or hardware, or whether it is reconnaissance tools, they are just enormous innovations that are coming forth. That's a competition that the, you know, world is witnessing right now. And, well, every war right now is a testing ground, especially major wars, at least except the wars that are in Africa. Maybe those ones are safe. But whether it is Yemen or Ukraine, it becomes a testing ground. So after a short break, we are going to have more discussions. And we then need to understand that, you see, whoever controls your airspace, your territorial waters, your land, that person is powerful. Just like the one that controls your finances, that person becomes powerful. Because anything small, they can switch off and you'll be stranded. Right, we are headed for a short break. Then we will continue.
So, jy het dit gedoen. Jy het jou laat besny.
Yep,
dit was baie dapper. Was dit nie frekseer nie?
Dit was net so effens seer, maar dit is die moeite werd om myself teen seksueel oordraagbare infeksies te beskerm. En dit is soveel makliker om skoon te hou.
Wel, as jy dit so stel, dan moet ek dit dalk ook laat doen.
Bra, dit is die regte ding om te doen. Man Up, kry 'n besnyding. Om 'n gratis besnyding te bespreek of om meer uit te vind, stuur 'n WhatsApp boodskap na 081-309-2729 of besoek ons Facebookblad by VMMC Namibia.
Hello Namibia. Indirapa manate muyuni olela pay. Lela pay onkaro ompu woma futiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokatevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka go paipindi notanga dana no kutura mombepo esimbo ojo tunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike kolela pay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge kaimba. Nenge hoka kalela pe, nenge utremo shifo osho The Villager ni kwao ya wedha po. otovuru okuninga omafutilo goye. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goye viinima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomafio, omatumaraka gomaharero yambeko gomavaro, nomatumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithire oshigwana ashikesho moNamibia, okuza owarapo dorandatu nithiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela Pay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lela Pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongodhi yoye. Patulula o account yoye oshari eto tulamo omauthemba goye. Inda ko kandjato koye kiimaliwa eto tulako oshimaliwa to udhitha shoka to pulwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okutulamo omauthemba goye, hogolola kutya owahala okulongitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto thindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turu wako Eagle FM, Imba, Lela Pay, nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono rajeta tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi jamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono rajeta tuimwe ndatu mbari jetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela Pay yimo nena nena tai adika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.
Alright, so now the field is very wide right now. And at the same time, it's very exciting, but at the same time, very scary. Because every country now, if we look at the issue of, you know, the, for example, if you are looking at the astronomy, or science, the planetary, or, you know, people who are more into space. The Chinese are also, they're interested. Other countries are coming up. It's no longer about America and Russia, or America and the Soviet. Now China is also having their own satellite in the orbit, into orbit. They've launched their own satellite in successful into orbit. Israel is also interested in, they are also working hard. South Korea is also there. I believe the Saudis are also doing the same. India is also coming up. So many countries, of course, South Africa has also launched their own NASA, you know, station somewhere in the outskirts of Cape Town, if I'm not mistaken. So you see that many countries are, you know, planning, they are innovating, and technology is helping to balance the equation. I think it was last year when two scientists in Africa discovered the Omicron variant. Instead of celebrating the discovery, the countries in Europe imposed sanctions against countries in Africa. So, but if it was something done somewhere, you could see specialists being sent to come and, you know, but of course they were now recognized and given trophy. So you can see that the balance, the competition is now becoming fair, because all the countries are, especially those countries that are able to manufacture, are manufacturing one or two things for themselves. And of course, last year, when there was a weapon expo in Dubai. The Turkish companies, you know, many countries started ordering Turkish drones because they are cheaper, they are effective, they are low tech, but they are very effective. The Ukrainians are using those drones against, you know, they are using them to, you know, take knock out Russian tanks. The unmanned aerial vehicles. So that's, you can see the competition countries are coming up with technology that works. It's no longer about buying expensive weapons. They can have drones. And drones can work, you know, properly. The drone can take up to 99 kg of explosive. And can drop it on the target. But the sad thing, though, is that Africa, in all this, Africa is almost nowhere to be found. And our discussion today is, how do we bring Africa to the table? Because Africa, of course, Russia is their own, Russia is, you know, Russia, the Russia has increased their output in terms of weapon manufacturing. Because they have natural resources. They have oil, then they have other minerals that the West don't have. And that's why the Russian technology is cheaper as compared to the US, because the US one is high tech but very expensive. So the question is, how do we bring Africa to the table? Because Africa is very important. Africa has the oil. Africa has the natural resources. Is a continent in this world that is endowed with blessings of natural resources. But the natural resources, people are not receiving anything from it. So how does Africa rise? 083-2888-401. That's a number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation. We can drive the conversation to say, how do we include Africa? Because if Africa wakes up like the Chinese, how they have woken up. And you have innovation plus resources, you are going to be powerful. You know, when you have innovation plus resources, you are powerful. And that's why it is difficult to fight the Russians or the US, because they have capacity to sustain themselves. It was easy to take Libya down. It was easy to take Iraq down. It was easy to take, you know, any, because the capacity is not there.
Easy to take.
Eagle FM.
Yes, France.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yes.
I like the way you bring up everything on our table. But coming on, how are we going to bring up Africa on the process of either to be on that technology, it will finish all the generations. We don't have a chance, and we will, and I think we will not get a chance.
Why?
I do a research, and I met a video somewhere that says, like, you know, okay, sometimes you can say things have been like sponsored with propagandas, but sometimes when you compare with the reality, it shows how it is. When you have a strong person who wants to stand, and if there will be a country that will want to help Africa to come on the table and to be competing also in technology, that country will be will get a full stop in a way of war. I mean, if you look at Russia, you compare Russia to countries that want to work in hand with Africa. But even the war that is in Ukraine, that is fighting there, it's not only about Ukraine. It's about also getting a chance to the resources that is all boiling, all African. So to bring Africa in technology, to it needs a new generation in Africa and also in Europe. But if it continue like this, my friend, Africa, to get to the competition of technology, we have to wait.
But we have the largest, you know, we are the largest when it comes to not nuclear, but natural resources.
Natural resources. Look, let me tell you one thing, France. What's happening is this. Let me say, like Namibia, we have got uranium, right? And uranium is a product that's been used mostly in nuclear weapons. So the thing is like this. When you look at uranium, uranium is producing electricity in China, in many countries, and also in Ukraine, the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. They are using uranium, right? Now, look at Namibia. What do we have in hand of that? We have nothing. So that video I'm saying I made, it says keep Africa in poverty as far as it can. And if anybody, Africa, want to industrialize, they must try their possibility to bring Africa not to be industrialized, which means also in technology, Africa cannot go. So if you want to be industrialized, there's one point. If you don't want to get a loan and get conditions that comes with a loan, you have to be eliminated. That's why we have got most African president I've been dying in death. Some are assassinated. Some are dying like we think it's a sudden death, but it's not a sudden death. It's a war. In each and every day, we are in a war, either in technology. The war now, we as African, we think it's a war. It's only when the gun and bombs are shelling. But we have got much war fighting around us. Technology, economically, politically, also then comes to guns. So that's where we are hanging. We will not compete. It take us time. It will take us time.
All right. Thank you very much for your contribution.
Okay.
Right. He's saying no, that will not be able to, will not happen. But how did other countries wake up? What did they realize? After a short break, I'm going to give you an example of what happened in 2008. I'm going to give you an example of what happened in 2008 with the conflict in Georgia. Now, we are looking at it from a technology point of view. So, but we also need history as reference to what we are talking about. We are going for a short break. Then after a short break, we'll come back.
Drakuru ke gesik a. Nak tua tem, amtisa waku e. Tua. Ka kundra tua. Jugisu tuara waku teke gukhasi. Kam tua kwam uk ati ngasin ke gesi kak ausin. Eka muka gabak au ka ua uku kabake muka wink ausin. Ka ua gesi ka ua community ga. Kemuese mutwa boma amju dorake community kay dugwa muke kainka wa muga gesika wa kaka wa state ga tawa muese kamuga kwara jama amti ke okpata agrawa ake kwara ke traditional authority oko gesika board anga bo akan ku oko gesika kwa adra taktola umsika kay wa kay hito ma amti ke gesika kuru ek kay wa no 5 ka wa 2022 ga Ministra wa kankum tari du oko ka kuruwa kwa tamok usinka wa ju gisi nika ndra ke gisi ka anke tanka kwara. Ministri ka tamakal pirit ka kwa mamti ke dra kuru tamake chisinka e. Ke kakwesi ka wa gisi ka ek no 5 ka uwa 2012 ga kwara jua ehea kuru dra. Quarang ake kawa gesi kaga. Jua hoti ke kauka chika kama amti, yaksa ake marinu kai wa 4,000, ofa ua dorongo ke kuringe, ke chisinka e kama keka. Yitwa hea karedra, kama ke konti ke authority, kaba yaksa ati ke marikon wa 5,000, ke tamuse ka drani hangu. State ke nguika ua huang u gesi ka ke traditional kausin, higia ke ka kakukwe, ke nukaru oko nudore. Taswe drake gesi ka ua kai heang uiju, ka oko gumi. Harasu. Drai to mamti wai way community akaus nga gabagesi ke kachi nona ke gu gungu okoka mtiasu. Ministry agre juwes o kangati ngasu oko gabasi kawa kaga kama ke tekaise system ka uang uiloga. Community kaus akati ke klati weka gya ke drakuruga kato mamti ke traditional authority. Gesi ka of ministry kantor tumsi ke koe agya. Lo kawa kaga gya ti weka kato mamti ke dra huang tuang e ngasi kama ke gesik abod kuru drage gesik a kwara ke ta kama amti ke a kuru oko khwan u ke program ka e gesik a nyun direk dausi tkhauti ke hanwa wa republika wa namibia european union oko german cooperation ke german development bank ke chikti samsi ngam kui ke ministry public relation office ke nomor kaya kama 06-208-7-2-2
All right, now in 2008, okay, let me start it this way. You know, after the disintegration of Soviet in 1991, Russia suffered a lot of, when Russia was born, they were born actually when they were technologically in shambles. They were not, you know, their military was no longer that powerful. It was more kind of a defensive, you know, military. Like, of course, they inherited everything from Soviet. They inherited all the Soviet technology. They inherited everything, the science. But they were not on the global stage. The stage was between US and Japan. As far as the technology is concerned, it was just between US and Japan. Of course, Russia was part of the G8, you know, was part of the G8 where, you know, Britain, France, Germany, Canada, USA, Japan, Italy, and Russia. But now it's just the G7. Of course, Russia was kicked out in 2014. So those countries were the most powerful, but the two industrialized countries were Japan and the USA. Of course, the British we know. But let's talk about major powers now that were competitors on the stage because the British Empire collapsed. So the Russians were nowhere to be found, you know. Now, the scandal that was in Georgia in 2008, when the Russians tried to get into Georgia, you know, to stop it, because the Georgians were fighting a certain breakaway region in Georgia. And it was, the Russians went then to support that breakaway region. So, the Georgians were well-trained by the Americans, equipped with all communication technology, reconnaissance technology, everything. And the Russians went there in. They were not in order. But of course, the Georgians were beaten. You know, the Georgians were beaten, but that's not the point. The point is, the Russians discovered that they were not in order, that their military, their technology was not in order. So what did they do? From 2008 to 2014, they started rearranging themselves, regrouping reorganizing themselves, reorienting themselves with latest technologies. And now when they attacked Crimea and took it in 2014, you know, because Obama made a statement before, I think it was in 2013, when he made a statement to Putin and he said, you are just a regional power. You know, you are not a global power. You are a regional power. So Obama made that statement to Putin. And of course, the Russians built their technology. And when they took Crimea, the whole world was surprised, you know, what has happened. Because they didn't expect the Russians to perform the way they performed in Crimea. And now the issues of course, without getting details man now into the I'm just looking at it from now, the Americans have been leading with military technology. The French can't come, the Germans can't come, the Italians can't come. No country in Europe can compare to America with technology, military technology. Of course, the Swedish and the Finnish are said to be high-tech countries, but nope, the Finnish Prime Minister made a statement this week and said, if it is not for America, Europe is nothing. So the Americans have the technology. And of course, what happened in, what is going on in Ukraine is a competition of that technology. Countries are coming up with howitzers, javelin anti-tank missiles, the Stingers, and the NASAM, that is National Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile Systems, the HIMARS, the high mobility, you know, artillery rocket systems, the MLRS, or the MRLS, the multiple rocket launcher system. You know, those is technology that is not just a ground war, it's also a tech war. It's also a tech war because, you know, the Americans have their satellites in the air. The Russians also realized that they needed to revamp their own satellites. And, you know, the Russians suffered a lot of setbacks at the beginning because they didn't have understanding on what was going on the ground. And, you know, lately they have installed up to 12 satellites in the air. And then they are able to now understand what is going on the ground as far as the army group formation and groupings of Ukrainian battalions and warehouses of weapons. And that's, if you follow nicely, you know, yesterday's airstrike was more targeting military objects, not much of, you know, energy facilities. So in all this, Africa is just watching from the distance. We are peaceful. You know, we are a peaceful continent. In all this, Africa is just watching from the distance. Not even our highly mechanized economies like South Africa or Nigeria. If France comes to Cote d'Ivoire, they can take down Cote d'Ivoire under the watch of ECOWAS, and ECOWAS would lift no finger. But NATO countries have Article 105. An attack on one is an attack on all. But Africans, all of us are just on our own continent because we are nowhere to be found on any stage. We can't make decisions that are major because we are not in any stage. And the question is, how do we come to the stage? The question is, how do we come to the stage? That is a discussion that we have. And the number in studio is 083-288-4001. How do we come to the stage? Eagle FM.
Yes, good afternoon, Alphonse.
Yes.
Africa can become good in technology if we choose. And it's very simple. If we choose which countries to stand with, and which, if we select the selected countries which are progressing well.
Well, which Africa, country can we choose?
If we choose BRICS. And
well, BRICS, I mean, BRICS, members of the BRICS, the two major members of the BRICS, it seems they are also under threat because China is having its own threat, that is Taiwan. Russia is already engaged in a war in Ukraine.
Yeah, you know what? There is a clear reason why Russia is engaging with Ukraine. There is a clear reason why China is crashing with Taiwan. But honestly speaking, if we Africans want to get out of this dilemma of some sucking saying that enemy enemy to none, friend to all, since we have been growing up, we have been taught who are the good friends you must choose, not to choose anybody. And this is the simplest form that we have to take. And we have to take actions now so that at least our upcoming generations could know which formations or which friends are the real people to be sent with. It's very simple. That will depend on us whether we want Africa to change or not. It's very simple. Very clear.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you very much. All right, you can come through 083-288-4001. Now, the West were powerful. And let me tell you something. The West don't have rich history like the way China has and the way, for example, Russia has or even the way Africa has. Now, if you have to look at African history, it will take you up to 5,000 years ago. And if you look at the Russian or Chinese history, it will take you thousands of years. But the Western history is just 250 years. The West that we are talking about now only existed for 250 years. All right, that's a discussion for the next for another day. You got a film? Ushua kukusha oshikuri rimba oshina hetero momunyovye tupe vape yuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova buike, odo nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke vyo vikuri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no top run. Tuvada po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
You always listen to your heart when you're in love. But why not listen to it when it warns you? Come on, deep in your heart, you know your risk of a heart attack increases with high blood pressure and cholesterol, smoking, obesity, diabetes, depression and stress. So listen to your heart, exercise, watch your weight and avoid tobacco. Call NHP on 061-285-5400 or visit www.nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Africa.
Yeah.
Africa, yeah, that really proves that it's not about what you have or what you are blessed with. Like we say, we are blessed with a lot of natural resources. And yet, it's about how prepared are you. It's about preparedness. So we have a lot of natural resources that are prepared and used. Because now, we have the other. They not told them how to take from Africa. They go and advance and develop themselves. And then yet Africa remains where it is, stationary where it is. So, aren't we the most blessed continent, but we are the begging continent and the poorest continent as well? How can you be so rich yet so poor at the same time? It's an unfortunate situation. So, and there's no way the world will help us to advance, because by so doing, they are putting on a reverse deal if they help us advance. So it's better for them to keep the status quo. They come and take from us. They go develop and advance themselves, and then we remain there. So as long as we are not prepared to work hard and take a knock, and then we can start rising again. As long as we remain begging like the way we are begging, the world wants us at that point. So it's, yeah, when, sometimes when I'm thinking about it, it makes me, man, angry. Because, I don't know, when I'm thinking about what is going on around, in and around the world, everything going on, the current affairs and the geopolitics of the world, I feel sorry for the continent. It's the most blessed continent, and yet it's the most poorest continent. So, not anytime soon.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right, you can also give in your point, 083-288-401. That's a number in studio. So the Western power started in the 17th century with the industrial revolutions. You can only trace it till that time. Of course, some people can argue to say, well, say Roman and Greek Empire came from, you know, they rise from Western Europe. Yeah, but when we are talking about the West, we are not talking about Romans. We are talking about Anglo-Saxon. You know, that Anglo-Saxon power. It started with the British and now the US. So it's just 200 years, more or less. And the West makes up of, you know, the West, the European Union, America, United States, Japan, you know, Canada, Australia, combined, they only make up 12% or 10% of the world's population. So it's a small fraction of the of the population. And America makes up 4.2% of the world's population. So, it's a small fraction. But because of their technology and their position on a global stage, they can act as the world's police. And this is one thing that China and Russia are standing up to. You know, trying to say, no, the world is no longer unipolar like it was. It's now multipolar. So, and you hear a lot of these comments from Sergei Lavrov saying our Western colleagues should wake up from this sleep. But now if you have to tell the truth, the whole truth now, if you see that even the Western technology and economy is declining, is diminishing. There are other countries that are playing major role now, economically and technologically. you are seeing a decline in the West. So it's declining. And in this world now, every country that wants to make war with a country must think twice. Because we no longer have unilateral superpowers anymore. People who can make a decision, say, we can go to war. Of course, the Americans went to war. They took down Saddam. NATO went to war. They took down Slobodan Milosevic. That is 99 in Yugoslavia. That has now been, you know, separated. Yeah, it's now Kosovo Republic, a breakaway. Now, the Americans went down to Afghanistan. NATO went into Afghanistan in 2001 and they took down Mullah Mohammed. Did they win the war? You see? Of course, we are getting political now there. We shouldn't. But, you know, just because you are a superpower does not really give you a guarantee that you are going to win the war. And when you lose the war, you are still a superpower, but you have lost the war. Just like the Americans, you know, suffered a lot in Vietnam and in Korea, and of course in Afghanistan. The Russians suffered in Afghanistan too. And the Americans suffered a lot of setbacks in Syria. Because the Iranians supplied the Syrian army with some technology. The Russians also came in with some technology. Though the Americans supplied the Free Syrian armies with some military equipment, which ended up finding itself into the hands of the ISIL and other militant groups. Well, the Palestinians are also challenging Israel. They are also coming up with their own homemade rockets that in most cases penetrate the Israeli air defense systems. So it's a competition in technology. And the Israelis were complaining to say they cannot give Iron Dome to Ukraine. Because their systems are also overwhelmed. Because they receive 4,000 rockets in this quarter of the from January to this time, they received around 4,000 rockets coming from the Gaza Strip. But that's not a reason why Israel does not want to give Iron Dome. And America also doesn't want to give their own Patriot missile systems. They don't want to install their THAAD system or their Patriot batteries, though Zelensky is crying for it. Because installing that is disastrous to America. It can be helpful to Ukraine. But that is problematic to America because the Russians can reverse engineer that thing. So if they can reverse engineer, that's like helping them to manufacture a better system out of it. And America cannot afford to do that. Neither can Israel afford to do it. So that's a reason, strategic reason. Because the world we are living in is a competitive world. And technology is fueling that competition. Technology is fueling that competition. So if the Americans installed their THAAD system there and the Russians hear that their THAAD system is installed in Kyiv, they will try by all means to overwhelm it and to take it down. And once they take it down, they can take that into Moscow. And, you know, come up with something. It happened before. It happened in Korea. Remember when the Americans, their cyber, I can't remember the details of that plane, but it was America's most powerful aircraft in the 50s. So, and the Russians shot it down and they took it to Moscow. Of course, the Soviets shot it down and they took it to Moscow. So I'm sure you know that story. And no country can afford to do that. So whatever they give you, the weapons, they made it clear that they are not going to give, you know, too much lethal weapons, like high-tech weapons, because they don't want their technology to be discovered. You know, one of the powerful military technology systems that were built by the Germans is the Leopard tank. Zelensky is also wanting that, to receive that, but the Germans said, nope, we can't give it. So we can't give this. The Americans will never give an F-35, you know, to Ukraine, because once it is shut down, Russia can build something better from that. And America cannot afford that. So that's a competition, you know, that's competition. So you get what I give you, what is safe. That even if it falls in the hands of the enemy, and they can manufacture something better, but it's not that much of a threat. So in other words, the people that are cannon fodder in this whole war are the Ukrainians, because their ground has become the testing ground of every technological capabilities as far as military is concerned by major powers. So, in as much as the world is exciting as far as the other side of the coin, as far as technological advancement is concerned, this side of the coin is very scary. So this side of the coin is very scary. And in those days, of course, we talk about tactical nuclear weapons. Those are, you know, the missiles system that are built now, they are very much rich in precision. They are precision guided. So they can directly hit the target. So they can be directed to a specific target and hit it. So that's a world that we are living in. So the world we are living in is a competitive world as far as technology is concerned. The other side is exciting because we are seeing medical health technology coming in, you know, where, like what we were discussing yesterday on the new injectables. You see, you know, gaming technology coming in, the augmented reality, virtual reality, artificial intelligence, in terms of enhancing the work environment, the robotics, the Internet of Things, exciting stuff. iPhone 14, and maybe next year there will be iPhone 15. Exciting stuff, but the other side of the coin, scary stuff.
Do you urgently need cash and happen to own a car? Creditors delaying and contractors need to be paid? When life throws you a rainy day, AutoCash got your back. Park your car and get up to 45% of its value within 45 minutes. No payslip, no bank statement, just the car. Moolah when you need it.
Easy money.
Call us today on 061-400-676. That is 061-400-676. Auto Cash, it's that simple.
Right. So, and for, of course, we are a neutral ground. What we do, we just analyze what is going on geopolitically, and we just give the information as it is. We don't take whatever side. That's not up to us to judge. But of course, this has been the Tech Show. We will meet again, you know, on Thursday. Of course, tomorrow we are going to have our own, you know, show that takes place every Wednesday, sponsored by Conrad, the Conrad Adenauer Foundation. That is the Corruption Convict Awareness. And of course, until we meet again tomorrow, it's a goodbye from me. Have a good day and stay tuned for On the Radar.